The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Live from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, we're coming at you today. It's the Friday Mental Health Power Hour with your boys Scotty P and Ev. Let's go, everybody. We're ready. Here we go. All right, welcome everybody to the Friday Mental Health Power Hour with Scotty P and Ev. We're so happy that you're joining us today. We really think that you're going to get some positives away from this and this episode today. So hello everybody, my name is Scott Prendergast, aka Scotty P. Unfortunately, my co-host Ev, he's not here. He's doing some other things this weekend. But Ev, we miss you and we know you'll be back next week, so we're looking forward to that. So hello everybody again. Thank you for joining us today. We've got another very special guest for you all. I'm going to introduce him in a moment. It's going to be really special and some good stuff, and I think this is going to be a great way for you to start your weekend. Let's go be on a positive note, because that's what we're trying to do out here. In a world with so much negativity, we want to be a 1 hour show of a little bit of positive energy for you to take into your weekend to really start it on a high note. So thank you so much again, everybody, for being here. Special shout out to my boy, my producer B Dog. He's out here, he was out here on Law and Order this week. You know, he's doing his thing. He's about to be a famous actor in like the next 2 days, so check him out sometime if you can. He's doing his thing. So thank you, B-Dog, for producing the show. Okay, everybody. So without further ado, we are going to jump into things. I'm going to introduce our first guest for the day, our only guest for the day, excuse me. He's got a very, very, very amazing story, and he can really go, and I'm looking forward to talking to him today. So our guest name is Cootie Mack. Now, Cootie Mack has an amazing story, and let's dive a little bit into it real quick here with a little bit of bio for him. So, reinvention is the root of Cootie Mack's Be Your Best daily philosophy and his personal story. After more than 15 years of building a successful career as a music industry executive, he desired to build a parallel career that continued his alignment with his life's personal mission, helping others. So as a DC area native, Cootie quickly rose to the top of the music, fitness, and motivational speaking industries. His natural ease on both television and radio airwaves and in front of large live audiences made him a regularly demanded expert on the national and the international level. So it takes me great pride to introduce my man, Cootie Mack, today. Thank you so much for joining us, Cootie. What's up?
What's up, Scotty P, man? Thanks for having me.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for being on the show. So just to give everyone a little bit of background, me and Cootie were both on a show last Saturday for Robert Foster, Shut Up and Grind, Let's Go, a great podcast. And we've just both really connected. We have similar values and are in similar industries. So we figured, you know what? I'm going to bring him on to my show today. So really thankful to have you today.
No problem. And when I heard you from in Philly, I was like, you know, I'm a Sixers fan. So, you know, Joel Embiid is the MVP of the year. I don't care what anybody says. And, you know, we got new energy, latter two-thirds of the season or third of the season left. I'm a season ticket holder, so I'm up in Philly all the time, y'all. So I know, you know, and you know, the fitness aside, I did a lot of the Philly cuisine. You know, I don't do it as much as much as I used to, but I, you know, I'm good with Ishka Bibbles, you know. I'm good with, you know, D'Alessandro's. I'm good, you know. I'm familiar.
Oh, taking us through some deep cuts out here. For the novice Philly listener, you may not know those places, some out here. So my man is showing his Philly roots out here. Cootie, thank you so much for being here. And we're also hyped because James Harden's debut is tonight. So
we're excited. Man, as soon as this is over, I'm going to get some pistachios and turn the TV on and see what this thing's going to look like. This championship run is going to look like.
Woo, we got some energy out here today, everybody. We got some Philly fans in the building. You know we like to make some noise. We know we like to be a little loud. So come on, let's go. This is exciting. So all aside from all the great Philly stuff, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Cootie on the show is because he has such a dynamic experience. You know, somebody who was in the music industry, built a huge name in that for years, and then was like, oh yeah, you know, that's right, I got more I want to do. Let me go into fitness and motivating others. So Cootie, if you could, give us a little bit of background on how that journey progressed, how you went from music industry executive to then turning your life into something totally different and inspiring and motivating others in fitness and in mindset.
One of the most amazing things about being in the music industry was you had to be ready every single day, because music never stops, radios never stop playing, videos never stop airing, concerts don't ever, you know, minus COVID, even with COVID, the industry figured out a way to virtually start giving you concert experiences. Mm-hmm. So music never stops and the gig never stops. And so learning how to think on your feet, pivot on the dime, those are things that I still think I'm even getting better at perfecting, but I didn't even know how naturally I already had that in me. I love music so much that I found myself within the industry pivoting amongst a bunch of different roles. And the bulk of it was as an executive. Mm-hmm. A lot of these little artifacts behind me were earned during that era. But what really, in the transition literally from music to then running a parallel course with fitness, what happened was life kicked in. Mm. What happened was my father, who generally speaking was a fit person. Like if you looked at him, he was smaller than I was, you know, slight guy. He ran every day. He called himself watching what he ate, but I didn't realize that he had high blood pressure diagnosed. I knew he had like cholesterol issues, but you know, he seemed to have those in check from the outside looking in, but he has a blood pressure incident that almost kills him twice in like a 10-day span. In the midst of that, I was co-managing an artist and we were doing a lot of work on the road. And so we end up in a situation with the artist where we've done everything we can do with his current slate of albums and music. We're trying to get out of this record deal, get into a new record deal. In that transition period, we're touring super heavy. We go everywhere, worldwide. I mean, I took them everywhere we could, right? And once we exhausted all of that, we need a new record. And the thing with management is you can't eat if you're not moving your feet. Mm. If your artist is not out there, you know, moving, you're not getting any commission off of it. You're not getting any cut of that. So we're sitting still. And here I was in a situation where I'm good with my money, generally speaking, but I never like to not have any coming in.
Right, right.
No one does, right? And so cash sure. flow slows down. When cash flow slows down, the thing I learned in this country, and I'm an immigrant, by the way, I was born in the UK, father's Nigerian, hence the name Kuti, and my mother's of Nigerian descent with British nationalism. I'm born UK national, come here at 5, lose my accent when I'm 7. That's a whole nother story, right? You know? So now I'm sitting there like, okay, what I learned in this country is the two quickest ways to go broke is to get sued or get sick. Mm. So whenever money starts looking like it's just slowing down, the first thing I do is make sure I'm healthy. I've been an athlete since I was 8 years old, all the way up through college. And so these habits are kind of natural to me. Working out, natural to me. Mm-hmm. Eating better than most people, although I eat way better now than I did then, but eating better than most people, natural to me. They're just habitual at this point.
Right.
So I'm just getting in the gym just hardcore. To be honest, I've looked like this most of my life, even mm-hmm. before I was a trainer. So I'm exercising and now I'm kind of getting to be known as the fitness guy in the music industry amongst mm-hmm. my circle of friends. My dad has this high blood pressure incident that almost takes him out. And so at that time, I did not selfishly, I didn't think it was time for him to be gone yet.
Right.
There were some things in life I thought, yo, you still have these things to accomplish and you need your dad to see those things. Selfishly, I'm like, okay, what can I do to keep my dad around? So I start studying nutrition because both of us already knew exercise. He ran every single day. I was going to the gym. So it's like, all right, it has to be the nutrition piece.
Right.
I start studying nutrition, get really good at that, get certified in it even just to keep my pops around. Mm-hmm. But when you learn good information, the first thing you want to do is spread it. You hear a good song, you want to spread it. You see a good movie, you want to tell somebody about it. You read a good book, you recommend it. So when I'm getting this new information, I'm starting to become this fitness zealot without even realizing it. And I already knew my way around exercise. So here I am creatively exercising in gyms. Anytime somebody wanted to get in shape around me, they'd just be like, well, just go with Cooney. Just go to the gym with Cooney. He knows right. what he's doing. I wasn't a trainer. I was a record business executive. I was a manager.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, you want to be healthy, go with that guy. So, and I worked out by myself most of the time. So what I did was I started taking people with me. The trainers in gyms would be like, hey man, you can't train in here. You're not one of our trainers.
That's right.
And I'm like, I'm not a trainer. I'm just working out. They're like, well, and then one trainer knew me. He was just like, dude, he pulled me aside and said, if you're not a trainer, you need to be one. And I was like, why? He said, because you got like four people coming to the gym with you all the time. Like if those people were paying you, it would be X amount of dollars. And mind y'all, I'll remind you that at the time, the reason I was so fastidiously working out is because my artist wasn't moving. So I needed, so it was like cash flow was slow. He's talking money. And for the first time, I'm really putting two and two together as far as how the money goes. But I still saw training as seasonal work that young guys who just happen to have a six pack indulge in, like lifeguards.
Right. And, you know,
it's not career.
Yeah. And I think the amazing thing about your story here and what you're talking about is you took things from your life that you already had interest in. You already were an athlete. You already enjoyed that. And then so you had this music industry thing going on and you found a way to, for a time, combine it. And one of the things that I want to make a point of here that I think is so vital for everybody to know is that you got to be led by your passions. You know, your passions are the key. It starts with that. You can't go out and say, I just want to chase the money. I just want this or that, because that's only going to take you so far. You start with the passion. And then when you have that type of passion and you let it really just manifest in so many different ways, that's when you start to see the money flow in. That's when you say, hey, you know what? Maybe now I don't want to be in the music industry. Now I want to do more of this working out. And I want to inspire people. Because when you're a trainer like that, as you are, I think you're automatically kind of have that inspirational piece with you. Because you're like, hey, come on, one more set. Let's go. You know, you got to have discipline. You got to have physical discipline as well as mental discipline. And that's why I think it's great having you on this show today. Because not only are we talking about the physical side of things and how important it is to be physically disciplined with your body and making sure everything's in check, but also saying, hey, wait a minute. We're talking about we got to be mentally disciplined too, so that we can be better physically, but also so that we can fight off things like depression, anxiety, and different other mental illnesses that we might talk about later in the show as well. So we have about just 20 seconds real quick before we go to our next break. So I want everyone to stick around because we're really going to dive in a little bit deeper with Cootie after this as well and talk more about his story and talk more about his business now and what he's doing and how he's inspiring people along the way. So everybody, we'll be back after these quick commercial messages. Please tune in again. Stick around. We'll be back in about a couple minutes.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We're a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We're located at 35 Middle Road, Percocet, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Katz Dogs Canine or our website, katzdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
If you're a parent who wants to understand the mental health challenges your child faces, then my book, My Perfect Life, How Depression Almost Ended It and How I Found Purpose Through Pain, is for you. Through goofy, relatable stories, you'll see the world from the eyes of someone silently battling depression. Most importantly, you'll learn how we can find hope and purpose through pain. Get your copy of My Perfect Life today. Available on Amazon by searching Lucas Wolf, My Perfect Life. And that's Wolf with an E.
Tired of talk radio shows that are nothing but Trump, Trump, and more Trump? Looking for something that actually has some relevance to your life? Then tune into The Pennsylvania Project. Hi, I'm Ken Krawchuk, host of The Pennsylvania Project. Our mission is to showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania, and we're all about solutions. So tune in Mondays, 3 p.m. here on WWDB, 860 a.m. in Philadelphia. When the problem is same old talk radio, the correct solution is The Pennsylvania Project.
Hey folks, what's going on? It's Evan Transu, a.k.a. Ev here. I just wanted to shout out my friends at FDN Thrive. Part of my story with mental health is that I was actually able to get a hold of a lot of my mental and physical health issues by addressing what was going on in my body. So I do mean more of a natural slash functional medicine side. Is this going to be for everyone? Absolutely not. But if you're someone like me who suffered for years and maybe a lot of the conventional things didn't work out, you might want to consider what is going on in your body and see if that is playing any role. So if you want to focus on something more objective, get some lab results, and actually have these lab results analyzed by practitioners who are trained in this specific modality, then go to fdnthrive.com and click the Get Started Here button. That's fdnthrive.com and click the Get Started Here button.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Friday Mental Health Power Hour with your hosts, Scotty P and Ev. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, Ev is not here today, so it is just me out here, but we have a wonderful guest, Cootie Mac, which I'm going to reintroduce in a moment. So just to let you all know, my name is Scott Prendergast, a.k.a. Scotty P, and I'm a professional inspirational speaker and mental health advocate who helps others navigate life through the lens of hope. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you just missed it, in part one, we have our guest here, Cootie Mac, who is an absolutely amazing guest, one of the best I think that we've had on the show. He's got such a diverse, amazing story with so many different aspects to it. So we're really going to dive a little bit more deeper into that right now. So Cootie, thank you so much again for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. When we came in, that bump, it was like T.I. And T.I. was one of the artists that I worked with at Arista Records on his very first album. I'm serious. People forget about that one. A lot of production by the Neptunes, who we also had with a production deal there. So the beauty of it, like you talked about in the previous segment, is that throughout my life, I've gotten paid to be me, to be honest. I'm passionate about music. I'm passionate about being healthy. I'm passionate about helping people. And when I was in the music business full time and 100%, every aspect of it, I always wanted to be able to brighten up somebody's day or do something to make somebody's day better. Mm-hmm. In fitness, I do the same thing. And music is ubiquitous. We're sitting here doing a radio interview, right? And the music comes through and we're using it for bumps to set the tone. And it's music that I've worked on, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's the beauty of that aspect. And then fitness and well-being and mental well-being and mental health, that's something that affects every single human being, can make every one of us better. So that's one of those things that, you know, I've been very fortunate, very blessed. And I'm really humbly grateful to be able to have been able to make a lifelong career, regardless of what I did or have done.
Yeah.
And it'd be something that actually can help people.
That's amazing. First off, big T.I. fan myself. That's why I was working with B-Dog for the bumps. And I was like, yo, I was singing that song, What You Know, before I came here. And he's like, we'll put that in the bump. I was like, yeah, man. So you worked with him on I'm Serious. That's great, man. That's when T.I. first came onto the scene, brought whole the Atlanta hip-hop.
We had to switch it because...
Yeah, why did you switch it?
We had Q-Tip on the label as a solo artist. And he was there first. So when you're saying Tip, it was like confusing us internally. So you had to come to him and say, hey, we... just call you T.I., you know, can we like do it that way? Because you go back to like the Shaft soundtrack for the movie that Sam Jackson was the star of,
mm-hmm.
that Shaft reboot. If you look on that, he's on that soundtrack, but he's listed as T.I.P. because that was originally his name.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's absolutely amazing. And also, you know, if you still got contacts with him, if you tell me he wants to be on the show, I mean, we'll certainly have him on as a guest. I will not say no to T.I. Yeah, come on, King of the South, let's go. Come on now. Let's take it out here. So it's great having you on, Cootie, again. And one of the things that I want you to touch on here is I want you to talk about, or I want to ask you, I should say, about, you know, finding that everyday inspiration, especially when it comes to, you know, working on your body as a trainer. Because as we know, you wake up some days and you're like, man, I just don't want to do this. You know, some days you're not feeling good. Maybe you don't feel good about yourself. Maybe you're not feeling well in general. So for you, what does your mindset look like every day when you're having one of those tough days, one of those tough mental days? How do you push through that, push past it to continue to do what it is that you need to do to move forward?
There are two things that I always consider, and I actually just posted something about this on Instagram and Facebook maybe a day or two ago. Number one, when you're faced with a decision to do the best thing, mm-hmm. whatever the best thing is. Like today, I went for a run, hadn't gone for a run in a week. And the reason I hadn't gone for a run in a week was because the one day I really wanted to and the weather was nice, I just couldn't. My work schedule was just back to back to back to back to back, and I had an interview and the whole nine. Next day I'm gonna do it. I wake up, it's my least favorite weather ever. It's like 40 degrees and raining. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So then I'll do it tomorrow. And then next day, it was like the same thing, 40 degrees and raining, then schedule. So what I'm saying is, when you have these reasons, when you have these, every time you think of these reasons not to do the best thing, the longer you sit with that decision, those reasons start to stack up. And they're more and 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 more. And the way I break through that is I think, okay, are any of those reasons better than the one reason to do the best thing? The answer every single time is absolutely not. So that's one of the things that just has me like, okay, you can be your best today just by doing that one thing. No matter what all those other reasons in your head are, that one reason to do the best thing is always the best reason. And behind that, I also just really try to focus on just one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, what's one thing I can do today to make today better than yesterday?
Yeah.
And if we do, and if you just do that, because think about it, most of us, especially go-getters like you, go-getters like the people who are paying attention to this show right now, most of us have a laundry list of things we want to accomplish.
Yeah.
Even our daily to-do list, it's like 20, 30 things. And really, in the real world, if you can accomplish three things, soup to nuts, that's like batting at a high percentage. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say, and sometimes those two or three things, it might take you a couple of weeks to accomplish because you'll start one, get distracted, start the other, fall off track, not have motivation. But if you said, you know what, what's one thing, just one thing I can do tomorrow that will make tomorrow absolutely better than today was, and you focus on accomplishing that, go to bed thinking about the fact that tomorrow I'm going to do that thing, no matter what, no matter hook, crook, or snatch, I'm going to devote time to make sure that that one thing, not a bunch of things, just that mm-hmm. one thing is done. And then when you get to tomorrow and you do it, preferably before 11 a.m., but we can talk about why later. But if you do it, right, before you go to bed the next night, you pat yourself on the back and you go, man, that yeah. one thing, I got it done. Now, what's one thing I can do tomorrow? So now, and I think I heard you even talk about this one time not too long ago on one of your social media posts. And I love that we're kindred spirits in this, where you were like, man, people spend all this time talking about what they didn't get done
yep.
or what they didn't do, but actually think about what you actually did accomplish. And if it's that one main thing that you know you'll be kicking yourself if you do not complete. Because you know, everybody has that one thing.
Oh, yeah.
You get a bunch of stuff done today, but there's that one thing that you just keep not getting done. You keep forgetting to pay that bill. Keep forgetting to make that call. Keep forgetting to do your taxes. That one thing just keeps nagging. You get that one thing done, and then tomorrow get that one thing done. You keep stringing those together. Here's what happens: you'll have your best day. My slogan is BYBD, be your best daily. Yeah. So what you got to do is you just be your best today, because that's all you got. You can plan, and you know, but I don't know what tomorrow looks like. I know a lot of people that, matter of fact, I actually studied this because I lost a lot of people in 2021, mm-hmm. not just to COVID, but just in general. Which was even worse because that means it was going to happen anyway. It wasn't just because of the pandemic.
Right.
And it made me just think, like, I was losing so many people that I was just like, man, how many people actually like check out on a daily basis? And the number that was given when I cross-referenced it was about 175,000 people.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, 175,000 people didn't wake up today, mm-hmm. but we did. So what are we going to do with it?
Exactly. And that I think is a mindset that more of us need. We need to understand that it's great to have goals. It's great to have all these amazing aspirations. But I feel like when people get so tied up in the, well, I got to make $10 million by the end of this month or the end of this year, you get overwhelmed with these goals. And then that anxiety just takes over. And you're like, okay, I'll do anything to avoid that anxiety. So now I'm sure as heck not going to go for the run. I'm sure as heck not going to start the business, whatever it is. So I love that mantra of it's one day at a time. Be your best daily. We wake up today. What is one little thing that I could focus on that I'm going to do? Because as you know, when you have all these other things, that overwhelming feeling, it's really paralyzing sometimes. And then
check this out. So let's say, remember I said, if you get three things done off your list, mm-hmm. Anybody who's ever done it, three things, you feel like, whew, super productive.
Yeah.
Now, if you get one thing done off that list every day, that means that even if you took the weekend off, which you shouldn't, but even if you took the weekend off, you would get five things done that week.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you had your best day today, rinse and repeat, did it tomorrow, and did that seven times, you'd have your best week.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that four times, you'd have your best month.
Come on, Cootie, let's go. Come on.
If you did that 12 times, you'd have your best year.
Oh, yeah.
If you did that 10 times, you'd have your best decade.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, let's say you trip up on day three. Start over.
Mm-hmm.
Start over. But as you start, but the thing is, if you celebrate what you do accomplish, and then say, you know what? I like the feeling. Everybody likes a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes to put money in the bank and see it grow. Everybody likes to do an exercise and see themselves lose weight. So you start to say, yeah, look at you. You knocked that out. Now that just puts more battery in your back to do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you trip up, you go, oh, man, I took a loss. But you know what? What can I do to make tomorrow better? Don't take a loss.
Tell them, bro. That's
and your day starts when you start it.
Right,
I tell people
right.
that all the time. Like, I could be having a horrible day right now, but you know what? Right before 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm like, oh, but I got this interview with Scottie P. If I crush this interview with Scottie P, guess what? The day just started. Because think about it. The day starts at midnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Day starts at midnight. But how many of us actually start our day at midnight?
Very few.
Very few. Some of us haven't even finished the last day at midnight.
That's true. Right?
So you go to bed, and when you wake up, that's when your day starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wake, like I wake up at 4:15-ish. Some people wake up at 6, some people wake at 7. Yeah, man.
You're up at 4:15 in the morning, man. Come on.
Happy hour for trainers is like 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Y'all are a different breed, man.
Man, I tell you, when I was in the music business, I was like, if I ever see 4 a.m., I'm doing something wrong in life. And I've been seeing 4 a.m. for like the last 15 years.
Oh my goodness.
So what I'm saying is like, the day starts when you wake up and decide consciously, okay, now my day starts, right?
Yeah.
If you work a graveyard shift, your day may not start till 12 noon. So my point is, you could be wide awake, but not necessarily have awakened to your day yet. So if you're going through a bad day, it's okay. Just say, okay, you know what? Starting right now, 6:25 p.m. Eastern, the day starts. Yesterday is now yesterday. What mm-hmm. can I do to make today better than yesterday?
Absolutely.
Boom. And on an interview with Scotty P and help the people get better.
Yeah.
Now my day is lit, right?
Yeah, exactly. See, now this is the type of stuff that it takes work to do this. And I think people don't realize, like people like you and I, we didn't just come out of the womb born one day like, oh yeah, I'm going to have this mindset. Like this is developed. This takes time. And one of the things that I always tell people, and I think is a very attuned to this point, is that we got to be able to look at our day through the lens of something. Now, whether it's through the lens of hope, whether it's through the lens of progression, whatever it is, you got to look through it in a certain lens that you want to look through it with, because otherwise you're going to look through it with the lens of sadness, of your circumstances not being where you want it to be, of the pain that happened in your life. You know, so we want to make sure that we're very cognizant and aware of doing that. And to kind of add to what we were just saying here, I think one of the most important things is to find one aspect of your life where you can see progression every day. So you can say, like you were saying, you do one thing that you really wanted to do, pat yourself on the back. In the same way, finding a thing, whether it's, I don't know, a workout regimen, whether it's reaching out to a certain amount of people via email for your business, doing one thing every day where you can look back on it and say, okay, this week I've done 750 of these or whatever it is. So you show yourself progression. So you know what? You're not getting stuck. Because how many times, Cootie, do we see that people get stuck in life? They get stuck in their mindset. They get stuck in their surroundings. They get stuck in their circumstances. And they sit there and they let this mud get up to their neck. And then they say, I can't move. Well, bro, you got to move. You can't get stuck. You got to do some things out here, right? This takes some work out here. You know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight.
Precisely. And for people like you and I, you know, who I don't say figured it out, but just have learned to unlock some of this stuff because mm-hmm. we deal in unlocking it for other people, we make it sound kind of like really simple and reflexive because we've been working this muscle for a minute. I can tell you've been doing your thing for a minute. Obviously, I've been doing mine. But to bring it closer to home to people who just like are stuck and can't figure it out, again, incremental goals are the incremental steps.
Yes.
That's the whole thing, measurable steps. But in this era, there's so much coming at us, mm-hmm. and it may seem like there's so much we've got to do. There's professional objectives, there are personal objectives, there are relational objectives, there are social objectives, there are financial objectives. So yeah. What I always tell people to do is put it all down. You got a smartphone, just list it all down. The beauty of a smartphone is it's digital. You can copy and paste and cut and match and shift things. And what everybody to do is put it all down. Just have a data dump. Dedicate some time to yourself to do that. And then rank all that stuff. What's the most important thing?
Yeah.
Because if I pull out my phone right now, I'll show you, I got a laundry list of things to accomplish.
Yeah.
And they all seem important.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the era will dictate what makes it more important. The fact that it's Friday might make something a little less important than it was if it was Tuesday. So look at that list and every day, at least put your most important professional, personal, those two things. Put those two things at the top of the list. And one of those two things needs to be accomplished tomorrow.
And then
put a check on it. Don't erase it. Put a check on it and then just slide it to the bottom of the list and then reprioritize because something might come, you know, work might say, hey, we got a project due tomorrow.
Right. Like, oh, exactly.
Man, that other thing that, you know, that nail appointment that was super important to me. Now I got to push that down and get this work thing done. No problem. Get that done tomorrow. Boom. Then you can get back to your nail appointment. So put these things down, document them, and then document that you've actually done it. So whatever you choose, if it's a weekly thing at the weekend, you might just be looking when you wake up on Saturday morning and say, man, how many things did I get done this week? And you'll be amazed. You see all these check marks, mm-hmm. and all these things that you shifted down to the bottom of your list. And then whatever your evaluation period is, then maybe clear them off the list And then, because there's going to be stuff you're going to be adding to.
Yeah.
So incrementally setting those goals so that you know, okay, what's the one thing? Because everybody, like I said, everybody knows that one thing that if you do not get it done, you go to bed like, man, I still haven't, mm-hmm. changed the oil on the car. I still haven't, whatever. I still haven't done the dishes. I still haven't. So whatever that thing that just will gnaw at you, put that at the top of the list.
Right. And the thing that I love about doing this is, first off, when you go through your week and you see a bunch of things that have been checked off, like, that does something too. You feel good. You feel productive. And even if they're just little things, like, I took my dog out for the walk, I took the trash out, basic stuff. But guess what? We're still seeing that we did something. So we're seeing some progression. And mentally, that is a huge thing. And something else that I think both of us would agree on that's so important is the idea of self-accountability. You got to be accountable for what you're doing with yourself. You got to be strict with yourself sometimes to say, hey, you know what? If I want to see a certain change in my life in some type of way, I have to be accountable to myself for that. I've got to be accountable to show up to the gym. I've got to be accountable to practice positive self-talk. I've got to do these things because otherwise it's not going to get done. And I think when we can learn to be more accountable with ourselves, mainly internally, ooh, that's when the sky's the limit, because when we're right on the inside, the outside is not too difficult, right? It's about being right on the inside and putting in that work to make sure that we're happy with ourselves, because I'm a big believer that most of the problems that we have in our daily life, not all, but many of them are from being either insecure with ourselves or not feeling good about ourselves in some type of way. Because when we have that mindset, it's kind of like a disease and it starts to crawl into all these different aspects of our lives and relationships and jobs and friendships. And the next thing you know, we're saying, why is everyone leaving me? Why am I ruining everything? Well, it's not you that's ruining it. It's your mindset that's ruining it. So I think one of the things that I always tell myself and I tell people that I work with and speak to is as follows. Look, you are going to have to be accountable for yourself. You're going to have to make sure that you put the work in. But also, in addition to that, I need you to expand your daily expectation to include what you didn't plan for. Because as we were talking about before, you're going to have things come up in this day that are just, yo, out of left field. And you're like, yo, I didn't expect this, right? But you have a choice then. Am I going to adjust? Am I going to keep moving forward? Or am I going to let this derail my life to the point where I just sit here and say, oh, well, I guess my day's done. And that goes back to what you're saying. And I think is one of the most important things is expanding that expectation to include what we didn't plan for.
True. And one thing I'm quick to tell people, we can get existential about, if we're spiritual beings, et cetera, et cetera. I've got my thoughts on that, but that's not really what I want to talk about now. What I am saying is that I do believe that we're biological beings. So even what we feel, because a lot of times people go through a lot of these mental gymnastics as to willpower and the ability to just be able to do this stuff. And I'm like, even your ability to feel, think, and process are still, at the end of the day, biological impulses. It's your brain sending signals to your body through your nervous system. It's your hormones communicating with each other on a cellular level. So that's where fitness and nutrition really come into play, because if you're sound from a nutritional standpoint, then what happens is your cells are communicating clearly. So it's like, if I'm talking to you like this throughout this whole interview, you can't see my face, you can't see my lips, you don't know if I'm joking, laughing, any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now you missed everything, or you missed some of it, or you're trying to figure it out. But if when I take my hands off my mouth and it's clear communication, when your cells are communicating that clearly, everything about you from that point out, from in out, starts to communicate clearly. So all of a sudden your body functions clearly, your energy functions clear. Your processing of stress is even, you're fortified against stress. You're not struggling. And when stress hits you, you don't succumb and get sick or succumb to viruses. A lot of times, I don't get sick mostly because of the fact that I'm horrible with rest. I'm going to admit that. It's the worst part of my whole, the worst part of my fitness regimen. I'm getting better now, but I'm horrible with rest. I'm so far behind on sleep hours. But when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to de-stressing, these are things that I have learned increasingly to master. But the one thing that lets me kind of get away with, or has let me get away with in the past, with not getting enough rest, is the fact that my nutrition, I know, keep my nutrition sound. So if you're sound nutritionally, you're sound cellularly. If you're sound cellularly, then your body functions properly. So you start to handle and manage stress with a lot more ease. You tend to see things coming, your body sees things coming, can defend itself. But most of the time, any of us, when we get sick, if you look at the week or two before getting sick, then what you can do is you can either, you'll see that you either have stressed, not gotten rest, or not have nutrition or any combination of those three. When that's in play, that's usually what precedes you getting sick every single time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have a little kid, man. This kid has sneezed in my face a zillion times. You know, she's going to kiss daddy, whether or not I want, you know, I always want it. But, you know, if she's sick, whatever. But I don't get sick because I'm fortified against it.
Right. And that's something that I think we're going to dive into right after our next commercial break real quick. Everybody, we got Cootie Mac on the show today. We're doing some big things out here, D.C. to Philly, all around. Everybody, stay tuned for our last part of the show right back after these quick commercial messages.
Find Yourself Boxes was to create to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. Wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase. Does the pandemic have your hair looking a little funky? Are people stopping and staring and glancing at you as you walk down the street? Folks, come on now. Hair salons, they've been open for a while. It's time to get your hair cut. You've definitely been procrastinating. I know my producer has. And when you do it, you should head to Hair and Visions in Ottsville, PA. Hair and Visions is open Tuesday through Saturday. They specialize in coloring and also offer keratin treatments that give your hair a smooth finish. Hair and Visions offers haircuts for all ages, so you can bring the whole family. Schedule your appointment today by calling 610-847-8894. Again, that is 610-847-8894. And tell them that Scotty P and Health Coach Ev sent you.
If you're looking to get more TMS, ketamine, and Spravato patients, then 7-Figure Psych is for you. Beyond Marketing's flagship 7-Figure Psych business development and marketing system helps mental health professionals to attract, schedule, and convert new patients into care. Join a community of like-minded business professionals and automate your entire online presence. Visit these guys at 7figurepsych.com. That's the number 7figurepsych.com. Guys, cancer is a word that most of us know all too well. And as is the case for so many other conditions, Western medicine is a miraculous yet incomplete form of treatment for those who are suffering. But what if there was a place in our community that helped meet the many other needs for cancer patients? Well, that's exactly what my aunt, Corinne Sikora, envisioned. And now you can help make that vision come to life. The Corinne Sikora Wellness and Support Center is designed to be a comforting space for all cancer patients across Bucks County. This center will help these individuals meet their emotional, social, physical, and lifestyle needs that are essential pieces of one's healing journey. Because of people like you, this center will be able to offer a multitude of completely free services to local patients and their families. A large vision like this needs all the support it can get, and you can help today. Go to CorinneSikoraCenter.org and click the donate button. That is CorinneSikoraCenter.org. S-I-K-O-R-A, Corinne Sikora, center.org, and click the donate button.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday Mental Health Power Hour with your hosts, Scotty P and Ev, today. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday in February, towards the end of February, almost into March, which means we're almost getting to that warmer weather. Thank you so much again, everyone, for joining. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Scott Prendergast, a.k.a. Scotty P, and I'm a professional inspirational speaker who helps others navigate life through the lens of hope. And our other host, Ev, unfortunately, he's not here this weekend. He's got some other things going on, but he will be back next week as well. So if you're just tuning in, today we have an awesome guest, Cootie Mac. He's got an amazing story, very inspiring. He's got some awesome stuff that he's been sharing with the audience today, some really good nuggets of information, and we're going to dive even deeper into that in this last segment here. So for everybody who's just tuning in, how we usually do this show is the first part, we do a little introduction. Second part, we do our structured freestyle where we really dive in, ask different questions. Now, our third part, what we like to do is we like to really make sure that you, the listener, before you leave this show, before you start your weekend, you have some concrete things that you can take away from this to apply to your life right here, right now. So that's what we're going to dive into on this third part again. And just a reminder for everybody that if you want to see past episodes of our show or catch this replay, you could go to WWDB.com. You can check out the Friday Mental Health Power Hour with Scotty P and Ev. You can see all of our past episodes, go on Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Check us out on social media. We got some really good information for you. So for our last part of the show here, Cootie, we got some great stuff, amazing things we've been talking about today. Now, one of the things that I want to ask you is something that I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts on, but I want, you know, really to hear your insights on this particular side. When it comes to the connection between your mental state and your mental health and your physical health, for you and what you found in the industry that you're in, what do you think is the biggest thing that holds people back from accomplishing, whether it's physical goals or that happiness factor that they want to find in their life? What is that one biggest thing you've seen that really holds people back from just taking a hold of those goals and just running with them?
That holds people back is people don't really take a fair assessment of what is or what isn't happening in their lives. People don't keep track of things. I'm big on statistics. I like to check your body fat percentage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, know which statistics to follow. When you're not counting anything, you can't change anything. So in other words, like my mother told me that, you can't change what you can't count. So if you want more money, you can't just say, I want more money. You got to know how much money you have, how much money you want, what the difference between that is, and then what you can do to get it. If you just say, I just want to be healthier, how? Like how do we count that? The quick answer is your body fat percentage. Believe you me, for most of us, for about 85% of us, if we just systemically reduce our body fat percentage by about 0.3 to 0.5% every week, even if your weight stayed the same, which it probably wouldn't, but even if your weight stayed the same, what you would find is that anything that you were looking for a health goal in terms of your health, your appearance, you'd see all of that go the way you want it to go. Mm-hmm. But again, if you don't know that, you're just like, I just want to lose weight. You can lose weight a million different ways. You could get a crystal meth habit. You could catch a disease. You could starve. Now, I will say you probably will lose a lot of things if you go those routes. You'll lose teeth. You'll lose money. Oh, yeah. You'll lose friends. You'll life. But there's a million ways to lose weight, but losing weight isn't necessarily the objective. Being healthy is. So a lot of times people just don't track what they're doing. And again, the scale, I get it. Some people have phobia of the scale. They don't want to get on a scale and see what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a number. If you line up three scales, you're going to have three different numbers. Does it mean that? So these are all approximations. All you got to look at these are numbers that you can manipulate in your favor. Mm-hmm. And I specialize in helping people do that. So that's the one thing I think that people do is people definitely don't keep track. They don't take account for statistically what they're trying to get done. They don't measure. Mm-hmm. And they just go on feel. And if you go on feel, there are days where I felt that I looked really great. And I get on a scale and look at my body fat, and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing great because I know better. And then there are days where I think that, I don't feel that hot, but I see my body fat trending downward and I know, if I stay the course, I'm actually about to hit these goals.
Right.
So like I said, numbers are definitely it. And then nutrition. Prioritize your nutrition. Mm-hmm. People ask me all the time, will I be healthier if I fix what I eat or if I exercise? My answer is yes. But if I had to pick one, reluctantly, I would just say, fix your nutrition. Because so many people I've given just one or two nutritional adjustments just in passing and without doing any exercise, their lives have changed.
Wait, so you tell me I can't have a cheesesteak breakfast, lunch, and dinner from DeLisandro's? That's not okay?
Man, no. And it's delicious. I love DeLisandro's. You heard me shout them out at the beginning of the show. DeLisandro's, to me, DeLisandro's and Ishka Bibble is probably the two best cheesesteaks I've ever had in Philadelphia. But that said, I ain't had a cheesesteak in years now that I think about it.
And that's probably for the best, because that shows that you're a man who's practicing what he preaches. Because if you were out here talking about be your best daily and stuff and out here eating cheesesteaks every single day, I'd be like, man, I don't know what's going on here. I may have to get T.I. on the phone and have him yell at you a little bit, Cootie. Come on.
I got a funny story about that. So years ago, going to a bachelor party, we're in Vegas, me and a bunch of my close friends, and I'm Mr. Fitness, whatever the case may be. My flight got delayed. I didn't get a chance to eat. Domestic flights in the United States serve crappy food anyway. So I'm like, okay, when I get to Vegas, I'm going to eat. We're running around doing all this stuff and then look up and it's like midnight and I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. I'm like, I got to eat. So the guys are like, okay, cool. We're going to go, change or whatever before we go to the club. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'm trying my best to be Mr. BYBD. I'm trying my best to find a salad, but none of those restaurants are open. Yep. None of those spots are open. And the only spot, the healthiest thing I could find, now that I think about it, ironically, Philly, was a cheesesteak.
Oh, that's the healthiest thing you could find?
The healthiest thing I could find. That was the only thing that had like lettuce and tomatoes on it, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm in Vegas. I haven't eaten like this in a while. Let me just go and get a cheesesteak, scarf it down really quick, and then get back to my boys. As I'm mowing this cheesesteak down, I'm just inhaling it. And halfway through inhaling it, my boys go, "We knew that was BS. We knew you're not that healthy guy. Look at this guy." And I'm telling you, if they had their cameras, they would have taken pictures and still be posting these pictures to this day, because they still don't let me hear the end of it. So to that lesson taught me that no matter what, people are watching. And it's not to say that I don't step out of line every now and then in terms of my nutrition. I love desserts. But what I am saying is I could not be me authentically and not walk it like I talk it.
Right. And I think that is a great thing, because that's why you're successful with what you do. That's why you have a following. That's why you're building your business even more, because people can see by not just what you say, but what you do, that you're living it. And that is something that I think a lot of people, you know, they struggle a little bit with. So one of the things that I think I've worked on a lot, and I want to get your opinion on this too, because being a trainer, I'm sure you have to work well on this a lot, is I feel like a lot of people I talk to, you know, they'll define themselves by all these different things, but more than anything else, they define themselves by like a certain event in their past or something that somebody said. And they let this event, they let this trauma, they let this thing that happened completely define their lives in every single way. And then every time anything goes wrong, it's, oh, well, this happened to me. Or, oh, well, I can't do that because I had this happen. And I think for me, it's working on trying to dive deep into those neural pathways to kind of rearrange them and create new ones, so that we're not going down that same old repeated road over and over and over again about I could have, I should have, I was this, I was that, you know, and trying to move past that and create a new mindset, right? Now, the reason I want to ask you this is because as a trainer, I'm sure you deal with this all the time. You've got people saying, "Oh, I can't be fit. It's just not in my genetics," or "I can't do that because I have this or that." So as a trainer and with your business, what would you say to somebody who's saying, "Hey, you know, it sounds great. Be your best daily. I want to be about that, but it's just not for me. I can't do it." How do you go about attacking somebody's mindset like that and changing it?
I get that all the time. Something as simple, well, I say simple, but not simple to most people, as, "Okay, cool. I'm going to do everything you say, but I am not giving up my coffee. That is impossible. No way, no how." I'm like, "Okay, cool. You know what the first thing you want to do? Give up this coffee." So, and I've successfully done it. Here's the deal. And when it happens, they don't even realize it's happening. And then they look up one day, they go, "I have not had coffee in 5 days and I feel great." The body always seeks to balance and harmonize. The body, that's when you get cold, you get goosebumps to kind of keep your body heat in. You get hot, you sweat. So that when the wind hits you, you get cold. You get a speck in your eye and your eye tears up to flush it out. Your body always, like, matter of fact, your body actually over aggressively compensates to try to balance. Think about it. You get a piece of dust in your eye, it feels like a boulder's in your eye or an eyelash. Sure. It's like this huge eyelash. And when you finally get it out, it's like this teeny little speck. You get a little pebble in your shoe and it feels like something is stabbing you in your heel. And then you shake your shoe out and this little thing drops out. And you're like, "Yo," the body always overcompensates when it's trying to balance and get itself to right. So what happens is when you're younger, like my kid, your cells are still developing. So everything's rushing towards development, not even recovery, but you're still developing. Once you hit a certain age, then like I'll be 50 in a couple months. Like once you hit a certain age, your body slows that down. And what happens is you have to tell the body what to do. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to what you're telling your body what, you know, to do, whether it's how you're eating, how you're sleeping, if you're moving or not, if you're exercising, how you're thinking. You can actually change the way you just talked about neuropaths, like neuropathy, man. Like you can literally change the way your brain is wired just by thinking things over and over and over again. So what we feed ourselves, whether it's our mentals, whether it's our physical, what we feed ourselves is exactly what's going to manifest in our being and our actual literally being. So in our human beings and our just being as people, what we give out. And so it sounds really like cosmic, but literally starting again with sound foundations of nutritional principles and going from there. Because what you'll find is when you think you can't adjust your food, the reason why I could get people off coffee is because I give them a healthy substitute.
Right, right.
Not even a substitute, but I give them what they should be having in the first place. Mm. So I'm not even talking about supplemental stuff. I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to fix your nutrition. Once I fix your nutrition, the stuff that you think you want, also you realize you don't want it as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like again, I love DeLisandro's needs to give us money. I love DeLisandro's.
Looking for a sponsorship out here.
I love DeLisandro's. Hey, but hey, the thing is, once I got my body in tune, it's the necessity of me eating it all of a sudden diminished. So now it's an optional thing. And even when I do it before, it'd be like a whole sandwich. I might do a third of it and split it with somebody else.
Right.
Because once I get a little taste, I'm good. When you have what you need, you'll find that you won't OD. When you have what you need, you'll find that you won't overdo it. I was saying this on social media the other day. Mm-hmm. If you love apples and I give you 9 apples, you won't eat all 9 apples.
No.
If you love chocolate chip cookies and I give you 9, you're gonna eat 9 and ask me for 3 more.
Oh yeah, maybe 12 more.
We only behave like addicts with foods that are off program. Mm-hmm. When you're eating what you need, like when you're drinking water, you'll get to a point, like I got a water bottle right here. You know, I've been sipping on it all show. If it had lemonade in it, I probably would have killed it and been dying for lemonade once this show is over.
Right, right.
When you're eating, that's how you know the difference between when you're eating what you're supposed to have, what you need versus what you want. When you're hungry versus craving. Mm. So what I'm saying is, what people have to do is start, you can reset yourself. It's never too late. There's nothing you can't do that's good for you. And again, think about it. We're addicted to the things that aren't good for us. Mm. So when we're saying what we can't do, we're just talking like addicts, man.
Woo, come on. Cootie's spitting some information out here. I hope everyone's taking some notes because we're getting some free lessons out here and some good stuff on some good ways to change your mindset. Come on, everybody. This is what this show's about right here. Woo, come on. So I want to touch on something real quick, Cootie, with what you said. We got a couple more minutes left in the show. I'll have one more kind of spot for you where I got a question for you, and then you know we'll have people find out where they can hit you up at, you know, social media, all that stuff. But one thing I want to bring to you real quick, I love how you talked about repetition. Now, repetition is kind of a funny relationship. It's love-hate because we love to get in a routine, right? People, humans, we love to be routine. Like, oh, yeah, I got this. I'm good. But it's so incredibly tough to break those routines that are unhealthy for us, whether that's in a nutritional sense, whether that's up here in the mind, or really anything at all, relationships, anything. When you start getting that unhealthy repetition, it's devastating. Now, on the opposite end of that, repetition, so the thing that's the poison, is also the antidote, because repetition is how we break those negative patterns. We just got to make sure that we're repeating the right thoughts, the right processes, the right nutrition, the right workouts, right? Now, this stuff takes work, and we all have to understand that in order to get any type of transformation in your life, I do not care what it is, any transformation under the sun, it's going to take repetition, and it's going to take a lot of it. You know, I heard somewhere once that they said at a very basic level, mind you, it takes 21 days of constant repetition to start to change your mindset about something. Now, that's on a basic level, and that's just to start. So if you want it to become a flowing type thing where every time a negative thought comes into your head, you're pushing it aside and replacing it with a different one, that's going to take a whole lot longer than 21 days. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I love how you brought that up. So, Cootie, we got 2 minutes left here. I want to have you say what you want at the end. Plus, if you could give a shout out for where everyone could find you online, your website, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yes, indeed. So look, it sounds really arduous. For anyone that's really going through something right now, I absolutely understand what you're going through. You know, no matter how much me and Scotty P talk about how great it is and how you can do this with your mindset, even right now as I speak, there are challenges that I'm daily working on to overcome. Right now. So I absolutely understand it. And nothing's more humbling than to have to practice what you preach to other people. But what I can tell you is that it works. Mm. It works. And the beauty of people like Scotty and I is that, you know, because we just have a couple more miles down the road on this journey, we've found some ways and some hacks and some systems that just can make it more efficient. So if you're actually kind of lost, you actually don't know, you're like, yeah, this sounds all good, but I don't even know where to start. No worries. Absolutely. Because you heard me here on this show, just mention this show and just DM me. Find me on Instagram at KUTIMACK at Cootie Mac. You can find me on Facebook at BYBD Fitness. Message me there. Just hit me straight. Just go straight to the DMs. Don't pass go. Just straight to the DMs. Mention that you heard me on Scotty P's show. And I'll give you a free consultation just to get you right, because that's what I do. Like I'm in this to help. Mm. I'm in this to help. I mean, at some point, yes, you know, there are professional aspects and constructs that I have that help me get paid to do all this stuff. But what I'm saying to you sincerely is I'm more concerned with helping you than I am about getting paid. I'll get paid. I don't even worry about that. So come to me in my DMs, hit me up. I'll give you a free consultation that I promise you that you will come out of better than you did coming in. Hopefully this show already has you a step further than you were before you watched and listened to it. But I promise you, we can take it even another step further by just you hitting me in my DMs, BYBD Fitness on Facebook, at Cootie Mac on Instagram. If you want to see what I'm all about, you can go to my website. That's BYBDFitness.com. I've got a 6-week Super You program that's a lifestyle reboot that absolutely works. I can send you testimonials if you ask for them. But this thing is basically a 3-month lifestyle reboot. And when you come out of that program, you absolutely have all the tools to maintain fitness and wellness as a lifestyle.
Well, thank you so much, Cootie, for being on the show today. We appreciate it. And everybody, if you check me out on social media, I know a lot of you already follow me. I shared Cootie Mac's page. He's tagged on the WWDBAM page, so you could check that out as well to see him. So I want to thank you all so much for joining us today. And to give you just a quick little ending piece, as I always do to end the show, as you start your weekend today, I want you to understand two things. I want you to understand that if you put your mind to something, there's nothing that you can't do as long as you're willing to accept that it's going to take work to do it. I need everybody to know that. I need every single person to know that. But I also need you to know that if you're in that dark place right now, if you're struggling right now, and I don't know what it is, only you know what it is, but if you're in that dark place right now, I need you to know that it is temporary. I need you to know that there are different hidden gems in that little valley you're in right now that are going to turn into gold eventually. But you got to hold on to those hidden gems, because those hidden gems, they can only be found in that valley, right? In that dark place. You hold on to those gems right now. You hold on to whatever that is in your life, and you keep moving forward. And I guarantee you, you will get through it. You will get through that darkness, and you will come out on the other side so much better and grateful because of what you went through, and have a whole new layer to yourself that wasn't previously there. So thank you so much again. Thank you, Cootie, for joining us. We appreciate it, everybody. Thank you, B-Dog, the producer. Cootie, thank you so much again. We'll definitely have to have you on the show again. And we got to link up here in Philly sometime. Hey.